こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、中国初の宇宙ステーションのモジュールで今年3月に役目を終えた天宮1号がコントロールを失い、地球との通信手段を失っている可能性があり、その場合破片が地球に落ちてくると複数の専門家が指摘しています。中国政府はこの指摘についてコメントしておらず、天宮1号が地球に戻ってくる日程についても公開していません。中国政府は宇宙での活動について情報を多く公開しないため、天宮1号が制御不能になっていたとしてもギリギリまで世界に発表しない可能性があると一部の専門家が危惧する一方で、単に燃料不足なのではと指摘する専門家もおり、今後の行方が注目されています。
China's first space station, the Tiangong-1, appears to be out of control and unresponsive. If this is true, it is believed by experts that the space station will come crashing down to Earth soon. The Chinese government has not made a comment on this possibility, nor has it provided a schedule for the return of Tiangong-1 to Earth. As the Chinese government does not reveal much about its operations in space, some experts say that even if they had lost control of the spacecraft, they would not be likely to inform the public until the last moment. Others have pointed out that it may simply be low on fuel. In either case, experts will be keeping a close eye.
そう、先月に、まあ、初めてもしかしてコントロール失ってるんじゃないかっていう話が出たらしいんだけど、まあ、中国政府は何も言っていないので、こういうスペキュレーションが。
Is that just observation from other space agencies?
なんかね、衛星をトラックしてるアマチュアの人とか、まあ、そういういろいろ見えてる人たちが、この天宮1号ってもう役目が終わってるのに全然地球に帰ってこない、でこう無駄にオービットしてる、
right.
からなんで戻ってこないんだろうっていうのが謎としてみんな疑問に思っていて、
Because it's expected that they would have done a deliberate re-entry
by
now.
Yeah. だから、で、まあ、情報が少ないからこういうふうにみんなが wonder しちゃうんだけどね、だから NASA とか欧州の宇宙機関とかはもう全部公開してるから、あんまりこういうふうになんでこうなってるんだろうっていうのはないんだけど、
Yeah, I guess and it could end up anywhere, I guess.
そう、なんか落ちてきたとしたら、まあ多くの確率で海とかあんまり人がいないところに落ちるだろうとはされてるんだけど、まあそれも分かんないから、人がいっぱいいるところに落ちてきたら大変ですねっていう。
This, we've had a lot of spacecraft come crashing down to Earth in uncontrolled ways, like previously.
Okay.
I think one of the most well-known examples would be Skylab. And Skylab was, it's before the International Space Station. The U.S. had a space station up there, and it was a good one. But that, I forget what happened exactly, the particulars, but they decided not to, they weren't able to boost it back up into orbit. And so it came down uncontrolled in Australia. It actually landed in Western Australia.
へえ、人いたのそこには。
Yeah, people went and picked up parts of it.
Oh, okay. あ、でも人に当たったりとかはなかったんだ。
No, I don't think anyone's ever been hit by...
Ah, okay.
Falling space debris.
まあ確率で言うと多分すごい低いんだよね。
Yeah. Also there was Cosmos 954, which was a Russian, I think, spy satellite or something. Okay. But it actually had a nuclear core. It was nuclear powered, right?
So this they
lost control of this nuclear powered satellite, which ended up crashing in Canada.
Wow.
And spreading nuclear material around in northern Canada.
Wow.
Yeah. And that happened in 1978.
そういう時ってさ、外交的にどうなるんだろうね。それはごめんなさいって謝って済むことなの？
I don't know what happened with that incident, but I know with Skylab, the Australian government charged NASA $400 for a littering fee.
あ、それだけ?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because if you throw trash on the ground, there's a $400 fee.
Okay.
So
the
U.S. had to pay $400 for the littering fee.
Yeah. 逆にもういいじゃんっていう気もするけどね。それぐらいのちっちゃい値段だったら。
Yeah.
面白いね。だからそう、これどうなるか誰にもわかんないんだけど、まあ、もしかしたら中国政府が何か声明を出すかもしれないし。
Someone in Alabama was actually hit by a meteorite in the 50s.
Oh.
Yeah, and she was injured.
めっちゃ運悪いね。
She survived a meteor.
Oh, wow.
A meteorite strike. It just barely made it through the atmosphere.
Wow.
Because you know, when you see all these shooting stars, those are meteorites. And they're moving at, I mean, tens of thousands of kilometers per hour.
でもさ、何が起きたか分かんないだろうね。いたってなってさ、誰一緒投げたのみたいな。
Well, it's moving, right? It's moving so fast, these things.
Right? Like, you don't know what happened, right? If it happened to you, like, you're not going to be like, oh, meteor. Like,
well, it totally depends on the size of the meteorite. I mean, some of these are really huge. And
right.
Some of these meteors are large enough that they would obliterate the entire planet.
Right. In this case, for this woman...
Yeah, there was a weird... There was this whole investigation to try to figure out what happened. But
right?
Apparently she was struck by a meteorite in Alabama.
But
yeah. Who knows? I mean... Is that more likely, or is it more likely that these investigators didn't know
what they were talking about?
Yeah.
What? そんな可能性もあんの?
Well, in the 50s, you know, how sophisticated was it back then?
So it's possible that someone just threw a rock at her?
I don't know.
And hid real quickly?
No, it could have just been like an eagle was carrying a mouse that was carrying a pebble and
what?
and that fell.
Anime no sekai ja mo.
I think you know the interesting thing about this is we forget that there's no roof. We kind of see the sky as like a roof on Earth, right?
見えないからね。
Like during the day you can't see outer space.
Yeah.
There's just this. So we kind of have this weird sense of that it's not completely open.
Yeah.
And that there's nothing in between your head and a meteorite.
Yeah. ていうかそもそもこの宇宙っていう広大なものがあって、その中に重力だけでこの星にくっついてるっていうことを忘れてるじゃん、常に。
Yeah.
だから重力なかったら、もうふわふわどっか行っちゃうわけじゃん。
We'd be floating.
この広大な宇宙の中に。
The laptop would be floating. This,
microphone そうだから屋根があるわけでもないし、何かにつながってるわけでもないし、と思うと。
But just this idea that there's no roof.
Yeah.
You know, that anything can just fly in and hit anywhere. And when we're watching all these shooting stars, these are meteorites that are just barely not making it to the surface.
Yeah.
Just barely, you know, they come in, they catch on fire, they're burning, and they disintegrate like just miles above our heads all the time.
Yeah.
I think there's hundreds of thousands of these per week, if not per day, just bombarding the earth all the time.
そうだね。
And watching meteor showers is totally safe.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
次。エクスペディアが24カ国の男女11,150名を対象にビーチへの旅行について行った調査で、日本人が一番ビーチで裸になることに抵抗を感じていることが分かりました。87% の男女がビーチで裸になったことがないと回答しており、女性の 93% がトップレスになったことがないと回答しました。例えばスペインでは、ビーチでトップレスになったことがない女性は 39% と逆に少数派でした。 またビーチで周りに裸の人がいることに関して、オーストリアやドイツでは 70% 以上の人が気にならないと回答したのに対し、日本は 75% が気になると答えており、ヌーディストビーチ自体への抵抗があることが分かりました。ビーチでの装いについては、日本人女性の 77% が水着の上から洋服を羽織ると回答し、世界で最も多い結果となりました。またビーチ旅行でしないことを見ると、泳がない、朝日や夕日を見ない、アクティビティをしない、歩かない、人間観察をしないなど、20項目中14項目で世界ナンバーワンとなり、ビーチですることランキングでは 60% が何もしないと回答。その後にショッピングとお土産購入が続きました。
According to a survey by Expedia involving 11,150 men and women from 24 different countries, Japanese tourists were perceived to be the most reluctant to get naked on the beach. The study also found that 87% of men and womenhave never gotten naked on the beach, and 93% of women have never been topless at the beach. In Spain, however, only 39% of women have never been topless at the beach. Additionally, when asked whether they mind if there are topless people at the beach, 70% of people from Austria and Germany responded that they do not mind, in contrast with Japanese respondents, 75% of whom stated that they do mind.When asked about beach wear, 77% of Japanese women responded that they wear clothes over their bathing suit. In a section where respondents ticked boxes to indicate things they do not do at the beach, a high proportion of Japanese people responded that they don't swim or watch the sunrise or sunset, do activities, walk or watch people.60% of respondents indicated that they essentially don't do anything at the beach and that afterwards they will go shopping for souvenirs.
そう、まあ一応この調査に回答した日本の人の7割がビーチの旅行は国内に行くっていうふうに答えてる人たちだったらしいので、まあ日本ってヌーディストビーチないよね、多分。だからまあ。
うん。
こういう結果にもなったのかなと思うけど、
でも、うん、
聞いたことないよね。
Maybe they could just make a nudist island. There's thousands of islands. Just pick a like a really small one.
温泉はねあるけどね、混浴とかでも。
うん。
私は行ったことないけど、混浴の温泉は。
Where are those?
わかんない。知らない。
I have no idea. I've heard they exist, but I have no idea.
ね、どこにあるんだろうね。だからスペインとかね。オーストリア、ドイツはまあそりゃそうでしょうねっていう感じもするけど、慣れてるからね、ヌーディストビーチっていうもの自体に。でもこの水着の上から洋服を羽織るっていうのは本当にあるよね。日本人あるあるじゃない、
うん、
ハワイとか行ってもさ、めっちゃ着てる人を見ると大体、まあ、中国人か韓国人か日本人。
You know, people in Okinawa wear a shirt.
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah.
In the ocean.
Yeah, that's different, though.
How is that different?
え、なんか沖縄って水着あんまり着ないんでしょ？なんか水着着てるとやる気出しすぎみたいな感じでちょっとダサく思われるっていうのを聞いたことある。まあ、みんなかどうかわかんないけど。
I was shopping for a swimsuit.In Okinawa,
oh yeah,
and I couldn't find it.
そうだよ。
It was so hard to find a swim. It's like you have beaches everywhere.
そうだね。なかなか売ってなかったよね。
I had to go to some huge.
まあだいたいさ、沖縄行くのに水着忘れていく人っていうのはどうかと思うよね。
No, I just left it somewhere really far.
超びっくりしたもん。
I just left it at a house.
Yeah.
So what is this disparity or this how do you How is it that people get so naked in these onsens? No problem.
Yeah.
And all these like ojisan are walking around with their towel folded up on top of their head. Like no one even uses it to cover their groin area. And then this is the case outside.
ね、なんでだろうね。温泉は本当みんな裸で歩き回ってるのに。
But why is it okay to be topless at the beach and then you walk 500 meters into town and all of a sudden... all the girls have to put their bras back on.
そう、それも不思議だよね。どっちもだから不思議だよね。
Yeah, it has
more... 社会的プレッシャーというかさ、あの、裸でいるということの意味。
Well, it's like, where is it appropriate? Because at the onsen, it's like, well, we're washing our bodies, so this makes sense.
Yeah.
We're getting in an onsen, so this makes sense. Right?
Yeah.
But at the beach, it's not really like, you don't need to, you're not washing your body. You don't really need to take your top off.
まあでもほら、tan line つきたくないとか、変な風に。
Right.
だから私もトップレス。
But Japanese people don't tan either, generally.
まあね、そう、だからそれもあると思うけど、だから私はおっぱい丸出しでビーチを歩いたことはないんだけど、スペインとか別にいるじゃん、いっぱい。
Even in Spain?
いや、それはやったことないけど、でも、こう、日焼けしてるときに紐を外すぐらいはするじゃん。Mm. そのときに、あの、仰向けになって紐外して寝てて、
うん、
で起きた時にこの紐が外れてることを忘れて普通に体を起こしちゃうみたいなさ、
うん、
でちょっとおっぱい見えちゃったけどまあいっかみたいなのはよくある、
yeah.
でも海だとさもう気にしないじゃん。サーフィンとかしててもさ水ラッシュガード着てないでやってたりするとさもう丸出しみたいな何波とかに揉まれて見えちゃうこととかもあるし、
うん、
ダイビング行ってもさこう何ウェットスーツ脱いだ時にさ脱げてるとか。
This is all not deliberate though, so I don't
understand. Right, but like, でも例えば東京都内で街歩いてる時に間違っておっぱい丸出しになっちゃったらギャーってなるじゃん。でも海だと、なんかまあ別に人がいっぱいいてもなんか急にどうでもいいって気持ちになるよね。
I wonder like how much of it is really, you know, about exposing your body and how much of it is just like,We have these just cultural expectations that are grounded in where you are.
絶対そっちでしょうね。
The context so much. So even like, obviously if I was at the beach and I take my shirt off, you know, that's not
yeah,
an issue.
Yeah.
But if I'm in the middle of Shibuya Crossing and I just take my shirt off,People are going to be like, what's this guy doing? The police are going to look over and be like,
this
guy is up to some shenanigans for sure.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know.
Yeah, like, この間さ、あの、なんだっけ、あの、Vine のスターみたいなフランス人の人いるじゃん。Jerome something.
I definitely wouldn't know.
っていう人がいて、その人が、あの、飛行機の中で、トイレで水着に着替えて、あの、なんかこう白鳥の頭がついてる浮き輪をつけてトイレから出てくる ところを自撮りしてる動画があるのね。で、
He couldn't get someone to film this for him?
No, he always films himself.
Oh.
で、
He can never get someone?
なんかフライトってすごいつまらないからみんなを笑わせたいみたいな感じで水着で出ていて、で、お客さんもみんな笑ってるわけよ。はははなんかバカだなみたいな。そしたら、警察に捕まって、なんか取り調べ、いやで取り調べとかを受けて、もうアメリカのビザも取り上げられるかもしれないとか、もうフランスに強制送還されるかもしれないとかいう事態になって、まあ結局大丈夫だったんだけど、だからそのさ服を脱ぐっていうことがそこまでの大事件に発展するっていうのは確かに面白いよね。ビーチだったらその格好全然いいのにさ。
But that's not a good, yeah.But that's not a good place to fuck around. I mean, they had like a low pressure, you know, a pressurization incident, or they had, you know, something happens on the plane, and this guy's standing there in this ukiwa.
Yeah, like, but they weren't angry with that part, like the fact that he was blocking the aisle or anything. They were just upset because he wasn't wearing clothes on. So that's...よくよくそもそもっていうところを考えるとおかしいといえばおかしいよね、
yeah.
なんでそんな怒られなきゃいけないんだっけっていう。
Yeah, you definitely can't be nude on an airplane.
No. そう絶対ダメじゃん。
Right?、
うん、でも片やさいつも言うけどドイツのイングリッシュアガーデンとか行ったら家族が全員で裸で公園で川遊びしてたりするわけじゃん。もうお尻とかも全部丸出しでそれは OK なわけじゃん。だから
I think space is necessary, like having a lot of space.
そうだね。
Because on the beach, someone can be nude, and it's like, well, そうだね。We've got a good 50 meters between us.
確かに密室は怖いね。
But if someone gets on the train nude on
逃げられないもんね。
Yamanote線 or something, then it's
この間バイラルになってたビデオでさ、実験的に男の人がその辺の道の人に喧嘩売るやつ見たことある？なんかヤオみたいな感じで喧嘩売りつけて本当に殴りかかるみたいな喧嘩になった瞬間に服脱ぐの。
Oh, yeah,
そうすると相手がみんな逃げていくの。
I think I have seen that.
やばいやつだみたいになって。
Yeah.
なんか一番いい戦術みたいな。
Yeah, they want that distance, right?
そうそうそうそう。
But what if,
そういうことだよね。
What if he went to a nude beach and then right when they were about to get in a fight, he took his clothes off too?
Yeah, that won't work.
No?
Right?
I don't think so.
そう。面白いよね。だからその裸になること自体というよりもその周りの環境の方が大きいっていうことだもんね。
Clothes are silly. It's silliness.
Yeah, let's just get naked.
I don't know if that's the answer, but it's definitely...
Well, it's like...
We're just pretending to not be animals. That's what it is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's important for us to pretend that we're not animals.
Yeah.
Because that's the only difference between
なんかこう
us.
あまりにもタブー視しすぎるというかね、裸を。それもなんかおかしなことになるよね。
Isn't it weird that we're so accepting of other cultures being that way?
そうなの。だからアフリカの部族とかでさ、普通に裸の人たち出てくるじゃん。
And they won't censor that or anything.
そうなの。
It's just...
それはテレビで全然おっぱいとか映すくせに、急に例えば日本人の女性とかアメリカ人の女性がおっぱい出してたら絶対モザイクかけるじゃん、今だったらテレビ。
Mm.
それも意味がわかんないよね。
Yeah, as long as it's tribal or it's aboriginal or some sort of indigenous nudity,
yeah.
then...
It's okay.
It's totally cool.
Yeah. なんかね、私がちっちゃい時は全然おっぱいテレビ出てたけどね。
Hmm.
だからフランスとか行くと駅の広告でも普通におっぱい出てたりとかして。
Like 1 a.m. or oh, you mean like
no,、
everywhere?
Even like、in Japan, like even at like 8 p.m. or something.
Hmm. That early?
うん。私がちっちゃい時はね、今とかは結構ありえないよね。でもあれも別に。法律があるわけじゃなくて勝手に自主規制しちゃってるだけだと思うけど。次、スマホで遊べる AR ゲームポケモン GO が先週水曜日にアメリカ、オーストラリア、ニュージーランドで公開され、今週月曜日の時点で早くも750万ダウンロードを記録し世界的話題となっています。ポケモン GO は現実世界の位置情報とリンクしており、ユーザーは実際に様々な場所へ出かけてポケモンを捕まえます。今週初め、Google アカウントを使ってポケモン GO にサインインしたユーザーに関して、ユーザー側に全く知らされないまま開発者に多大なアクセス権が渡っており、開発者側はユーザーのメールの中身を読んだり Google マップの位置情報の履歴を閲覧する権限まで得ていました。開発者のニアンティック社はこれは単なるエラーだとし、現在はプロフィールを閲覧する権限のみを得る設定になっています。
Smartphone augmented reality game Pokemon Go, released last week in the United States, Australia, and New Zealand, has hit 7,500,000 downloads as of Monday and become a global phenomenon. Pokemon Go is linked with the physical world via GPS and encourages players to go to real places in order to catch Pokemon. At the beginning of this week, users who signed into Pokemon Go using their Google account gave the app full access to email, GPS, data history, etc. without being asked for permission. Niantic, the developer, has stated that this was simply an error and that the data access is limited in the latest iteration.
そう、すごいことになってるよね、急に。
Yeah, it hasn't... I don't think Japan is aware of how crazy this is going to be.
そう、
When this is released in Japan, people are going to lose their minds.
これ本当に急にもう海外のメディア全部ポケモン GO の話してるよね。
Yeah, and not just the mainstream media, but everyone's Facebook, everyone's Twitter, everyone's...
みんなやってる。びっくりした。 もう急に。それで私友達の
they have more active users right now than Twitter.
Yeah.急に、
yeah.
私友達の妹がオーストラリアに住んでるんだけど、公園にみんなポケモンを捕まえにやってきちゃうから、大人たちが、mm. 子供を連れて行けなくなっちゃったみたいな、だから迷惑なんだけどって言って怒ってた。 あのすごいんだよねこれ。あの
Can you explain how it works, the game? For people who haven't seen it.
だから要は本当にポケモンを捕まえに行くのに実際に自分が外にお出かけしなくちゃいけないっていうだけのことなんだけど Google マップと連携してるんだよね、
うん、
だからその例えばだから何代々木公園とかそういうまあ公共の場所に行って携帯のブラウザを開くとでアプリを立ち上げるとあのだからそこにある木の後ろに人影がいますとかピカチュウがあそこにみたいな風に、まあ、実際 の, あの、うん、映像とともにポケモンが見えるでそこに、うん、なんだっけこのポケボール
モンスターボール
モンスターボールかやばい
ありえない
モンスターボールを投げるとポケモンが捕まえられて集めることができますっていうやつなんだけどあのこれホロコースト記念館とか9/11 の記念碑までがこのポケスポットみたいな感じで登録されてしまっているからあのホロコースト記念館でポケモンを捕まえることもできちゃうみたいな感じでちょっとやめてくれとか顰蹙を買ってたり
Are there some rare Pokemon at the Holocaust?
No, I don't think so. なんかアイテムが取れるみたいなだったかな確かあとはあの墓地墓地って、うん、アメリカの墓地ってすごい広いじゃんバーっとだからそこでもいっぱいポケモンが出るらしくて人がすごい集まっちゃうとかあとあのすでにあの19歳の女の子かなが川にポケモン見つけに行ったら死体を見つけちゃったとかあのいろんな変な話が上がってきているよね
Apparently people are doing it while driving
そう
Because that's a good way to cover a lot of distance
そうそれもあるしやっぱ歩きスマホもうこれこそまさに歩きスマホじゃんだから、うん、あのニューヨークとかねすごい混んでるところでもあのだからどっかにぶつかったりとかどっかに落ちたりとかする
人
もいるからみたい
な the gym to you know they have the gyms where I guess you battle there or you can train there so the gyms are churches
あそうだそうだ
so you have to go to a church
そうだ教会に行くんだよねみんなね戦うために、
yeah.
でもその教会側もびっくりだよねえめっちゃ人来てるみたいな
It's a good opportunity for churches I think to recruit people
うんどうなんだろうねでもみんな携帯の画面見てさ夢中でポケモン戦わせてるわけだから教会にとってはどうなんだ
But if people are coming to church though
I guess で面白いことにこのゲームが公開されてから Pornhub っていう、まあ、エロ動画サイトでポケモンを検索する人が 136% 増加したらしくてだからピカチュウのエロい動画とかが一番検索されてるんだって、うん、
見た
見てないよ
ああ
なんか見たくないピカチュウがなんか鳴ってるとことかもう超気持ち悪い
What is
わかんない
What is it?
わかんないでも何でもあるんでしょ結局なんか何のキャラクターでもそういうエロいのを作る人はいるらしいよアニメとかまあ、
mm.
何でもだからピカチュウ不思議ですね
So what's the age range on this? It seems like to you Like how old are people?
なんかさニュースとか見てるとまあ普通に若者が多いけど若者って言っても10代っていうよりもうちらぐらいの世代の人が多い感じする、
right? like、people that are around 30、
うん、
and even over 30、うん、are super down with the augmented reality
そうだね
Pokemon game
まあしかもあのこれってコンソール買わなくていいからスマホでできちゃうから手軽ではあるよねだこれのために何か DS なり何なりを買わなくちゃいけないっていうわけじゃないから
I suspect that our generation isn't growing up. Seriously, though. You know, there's always this idea that, oh, you do this until this age, and you do that until this age, and then, you
right.
know, like this perception of, oh, you're going to become an adult. But there's always been this story of not growing up and staying in your childhood and still doing the things that you thought were fun before.
まあ、
and I think that narrative, the spirit of that is like, is holding in strong. When I see 30-year-olds playing Pokemon Go, there's no way that would be true otherwise.
コンテンツの内容が変わってるっていうのもあるかもね。だから私たちのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんが例えば子供の時は駒とかさ、
うん、
竹馬とかやってるわけだから、それ30代になってもやりたくないかもしれないけど、今私たちが育ったコンテンツって、まあ、大人になっても楽しめるようなドラクエとかさ、あの大人も子供も楽しめるようなものが増えてるっていうのはあるかもしれないけど、
But I feel like 10 years ago the idea of playing any sort of video game on your phone when you were 30 is just absolutely not acceptable. Or
you think so?
It's yeah, I think it's we're talking about Pokemon. Hello.
でも確かにあのポケモンがすごく流行ってた時、だから私が小学生とかの時に、
exactly.
30歳になってもまだポケモンがこんな話題になってるとは思わなかったね。
Right?
うん、さすがに。しかもこんな世界で。
Yeah, Nintendo never dreamed like, oh yeah, those 30-year-olds are really going to be sticking、yeah. onto this, you know, 10, 20 years from now when they first made it.They never suspected
私もね、
that,
ポケモンイエローとか持ってて遊んでたけど、だから my husband was like、あ、じゃあポケモン GO もやりたいみたいな言われて、やりたいかなって考えた時全然やりたくない。
Does he have it?
No、
oh.
Well, it's not launched in Japan yet, right?
Well, some people in Japan were able to download Pokemon、
oh, really?
GO through the American App Store、
ah, right.
And then they like corrected it、
oh.Then maybe my husband can get it.
Well, I don't think you can get it anymore.
Oh, okay.
It was just like
でもさ、
some nerds figured that out like early on.
なんかさ、めんどくさくない?
What is?
外行かなきゃいけないのがさ、なんか外行ったらじゃあもうなんか外でやることやりたいじゃん。なんか私の中で
that is, that's what it is though.
だからそれをなんか別にこう merge しなくていいっていうか、I don't know. でなんかしかもこれ Ingress っていうさ、あの有名なゲームがあるじゃん。それと同じシステムを使ってるらしいんだけど、このポケモン GO が出たらみんなが外に出かけていくから、あの肥満が解消されるんじゃないかっていう、みんながエクササイズして痩せるんじゃないかっていうので喜んでる人もいるんだけど、イングレスのトッププレイヤーっていう人たちがいて、その人たちを見ると全然痩せてないんだよね。だから
But they're the top players,
あんまり意味ない、
right?
yeah.
But people are doing weird stuff like、attaching their phone to a droneAnd then flying the drone around.
じゃあもう全然動いてないじゃん。
And they catch Pokemon remotely.
どんだけ lazy なんだよ。
People are doing some really
weird
creative stuff. It's fun. It's fun though. I like all this. And you know, we've been talking about virtual reality and augmented reality and how it's unstoppable.
Yeah.
It's so compelling and.People, this is really just the beginning of、ね、augmented reality. I'm sure.
なんか私が知ってる限り、まあ、Ingress は結構やってる人はすごいやってるけど、別にこう一般的にすごい浸透してるわけじゃないじゃん。
Mm.
だから、But、ここまで人気出た AR ゲームってこれが初めてじゃない
？Yeah, for sure. And just the, for everyone to become familiarized with the idea of augmented reality、
mm.
all at once like、
yeah.
this.
すごいよね。
Yeah, this could be a historic moment.
Yeah, 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 for sure. だからこれ本当に目の付けどころがすごい。
Because we're starting to slip into that, you know, the reality versus our imagination are sort、
yeah.
of playing off each other in a really weird way.
これ日本はいつから開始するんだろうね、公開。
I don't know, but people are furious that it's not out yet.
なんかカナダとかもね、みんな。
All the Jap-
なんでうちはないの?
Everyone here is saying like, Nintendo's Japanese. Like, this is a Japanese game. Like, where the fuck is our game?
そうだね。まあでも英語で作って公開した方が広がりは早いもんね、最初は。
But it's like Japan gets this treatment with movies and with games and just like everything、
yeah.
now.
まああとだって開発してる会社が。Where is this from? Where is this based? Do you know? Is this an American company?
Nintendo?
No, Niantic.
Oh, sounds like it. I don't know.
Right?
I don't know where Niantic is from.
I don't think this is based in Japan. So.
Perhaps not.
Yeah. ちょっとでも、まあ一回はやってみたいよね。
Oh, then it's over.
だから自分の家の中にいると
。That's what people say about heroin.
あ、家はないのか。だからそ。 どういうとこなんだろうね。代々木公園しか今なぜか思い浮かばないけど、渋谷とか109のとことか。
There's so many people in Shibuya though. How do you load that many virtual people into one location? Are there enough are there enough monsters to catch?
I guess so.
There's
I mean maybe the number of monsters are not really limited, right? It's not really shared, maybe. Because otherwise it's like 全部取られちゃっていなくなっちゃうじゃん。
What it's like I guess it's like the Federal Reserve. They just print monsters. They just keep printing monsters. And pretty soon there's going to be all sorts of like purchases.
Like, oh god.
Where people are buying like more powerful Super Balls or something.
Yeah. あるよね。そうだ、スーパーボールって言うんだっけ、それを。
Depends on the level.
なんかあるもんね、そのレベルが。もう全然忘れちゃった。あれ、英語でもモンスターボールって言うんだっけ。Don't they call it Pokeball? No? I just made it up?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember anything.
I was playing the silver version, I think.
Okay. I think my brother had like one of the first ones.
Like, did you know how to clone?
Red.
Clone. You can clone your Pokemon.
Huh?
So if you put it in the, there's like a storage thing, like Soko, where you put your Pokemon into, right? And then you can, how does it work? It's like as you're removing it, as you're like moving the Pokemon in the Soko, it says, do not turn off your Game Boy.
Yeah.
And if you turn it off right when it says don't turn it off and turn it back on, it'll be cloned, and now you have two. Yeah.
Ah, bug ってこと? Bug を利用するってこと?
And everyone was doing it, so people would have like level 99 Sandazo or something, and they would just clone it, and then...
Oh.
And there were kids that didn't know about the cloning thing.
Sandazo って何? あのなんか犬みたいなやつだっけ?
No, it's lightning, electricity, the bird ones. There's like Frieza and Fire, right?
Yeah.
There's like the three birds for the elements.
Okay.
Have you seen... What was it?
Shit, I don't remember anything.
People are taking dick pics now with
what?
Pokemon Go. Yeah.
Why? What?
So you know, it uses the camera, right?
Yes.
So they're taking... So like, do you know Diglett?
Diglett? No.
What's Dugtorio no Hitori? What is it called?
Ah, あのモグラみたいなやつ?
Yeah.
名前はもう覚えてない。
Dug... The small one. Whatever it is, where it's just one.
まだ最初の携帯ってこと? Okay.
Yeah. So people are taking a picture, like dick pic, but that Diglett is like covering their dick.
ね、それ誰が得してんの?
I don't know, but it's really...
何の話これ?
There's, やめて。 There's like a lot of these pictures on the internet of dick pics where,
だからさ、
where the dick
is
Diglett. だからさ、人
間ってすごいさ、アホが多いよね。やっぱりインターネットのさ、台頭によって明らかになってきちゃったけどさ。
You were just applauding the rubber ducky floaty airplane Frenchman character.
Because he wasn't showing his dick to anyone.
These people aren't showing their dick either. It's just Diglett over their dick.
So no one can even see the dick anyway. Like,
yeah.
What's the point then? Wait, so
there's
it's totally covered or their balls are visible like under this character? Like how?
Well, that's
what?
Just your personal preference, like how you want to go about it, right?
え、じゃあこのポケモンの後ろ、てか下に自分のディックがあります。はははってこと?
Maybe. You don't know. Only they know.
Oh, okay.
Diglett is not transparent. He's
right.
not clear.
Right.
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 So they're using Diglett to like censor their dick pic.
何これ? バカだね、本当に。
次。On July 7th, Micah Johnson ambushed and killed 5 police officers and injured 11 people at a Black Lives Matter organized protest against the police killings of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile. Johnson fled into a campus building and engaged in a standoff with the police. Johnson was eventually killed by a bomb sent in by police using a remote-controlled robot. The shooting was the deadliest incident for law enforcement since September 11th.
黒人男性が警察官に不当に殺害される事件が相次ぎ、それを受け先週木曜日、テキサス州ダラスで抗議デモが行われましたが、その最中、男が5人の警察官を次々と射殺し、その他11人に怪我を負わせました。マイカ・ジョンソンという名のこの男はその後建物内に立てこもり、警察が交渉を試みていましたが、最終的に警察側が遠隔操作の爆弾ロボットを送り込み、ジョンソンは爆死しました。警察官にここまでの被害が出たのは 9.11 以来です。びっくりしたよね。まあ、まずこのアルトン・スターリングとフィランド・
キャスト
この人たちのビデオがまあ公開されたじゃない、その死んじゃった時の、うん、それがもうまず衝撃だったじゃん。
うん、
本当に信じられない。だからもうずっとこういう風に警察官が黒人の人を殺害しちゃうっていうのが続いている中で、今回はもうこの2件とも全部ビデオに収められてるから誰でも見れる。でもうすごい至近距離で撃ってるからね。しかも
Well, Alton Sterling was on the ground face down with two police officers、yeah. on top of him. He had a small firearm in his pocket.The police say that he went for that firearm. From the video, it's impossible to tell whether or not he did, in fact, go for his firearm.
Right.
But even if he did, there's two police officers on top of the guy.
Yeah.
And
so, もうすでにね、地面にこう押さえつけられている状態だったから、その状態で至近距離から警察官に撃ち殺されるっていうのは結構信じがたいし、もう一人の方も車に乗ってたんだよね。
Yeah.
で彼女が撮影してたんだけれども、
She was streaming it,
right?
Live.
Yeah.
And Philando Castile, I think that's how you say his name. I mean, it was a traffic stop, so it was just like I forget what it was, but it was like a broken taillight sort of thing. And the officer asked him to, he tells the officer that he has a weapon in the car, which he had the right to do. I believe he had a weapon in the car.And then the officer asked him to get his license and registration. And he was like, okay, I'm going to get my license and registration.
Yeah.
And when he goes to grab his driver's license and registration papers, the cop just shot him like several times.
Right.
You know, like three times.
Right.
And then the officer just kept pointing the gun at him and his wife. And they, in the video, it was just... It was just excruciating to watch them not help the guy at all.
Yeah, for sure.
That whole time.
日本だとあんまりこう考えられないけれども、その警察に車を運転していて警察に止められた時に、こう手をまずなんだっけ、ステーリングウィル、ハンドル、
mm-hmm.
の上に置いとかなきゃいけないじゃん。で、こう不用意に手を動かしたりとか、ポケットに手を入れたりとかすると、mm-hmm. もう本当に一瞬で撃ち殺されても仕方ないっていう。
Yeah, I mean that guy literally just tried to get his registration papers after the cop asked him and then he got shot. And he died.
Yeah. で、まあ抗議のデモが行われてたんだけど、それも平和的なデモだったんだよね。それ黒人の人ももちろんたくさんいるし、白人の人もたくさんいて、子供とかもいるような中で、こういうマッシューリングが起きちゃったっていうことなんだけど、この遠隔操作のロボットで爆死しちゃったっていうのもすごく議論になっているよね。
Well, it was the first time that they've killed a suspect with a bomb, I think.
I thinkthis Dallas police used it last year.
Like this?
Once.
With a robot?
Yeah. So this is apparently their second time. And obviously they're like, まあ仕方なかった、と言ってるんだけれども、
You know, the thing about this whole issue right now, is just how anxious everyone got when this happened. I mean, people, almost everyone I knew was very disturbed by this.
Right.
And this is just the instability in the United States right now.
Yeah.
The protests are everywhere. Even right now, there are protests. Actually, tomorrow, they're calling the Day of Rage. And they're organizing. There's been various groups, including Anonymous, that have been calling people upon people to take action. And so there's a list of, geez, like 30 different cities which are they've selected as locations for these protests.
Okay.
And I would highly recommend not going. but yeah, it's pretty serious. It's gotten pretty serious. People are pretty freaked out about it.
しかもそのダラスってオープンキャリーって言ってその銃を普通に丸出しで持ち歩いてもいいっていう法律があるためにこの射撃があった狙撃があった時にすごい混乱が起きたんだよね。その普通だったら銃を持ってる人が犯人なんだけれどもみんなが持ってるから誰がやったのかパッと見ただけでは全然わからない。
Well, there was like four or five people that were open carrying at this event.
Yeah.
They were all considered suspects, and rightly so. You know, if people are getting shot, you should definitely look into the guy that has a rifle.
Right.
So I don't think there's any issue with that.
そう、だからそれもなんかいろいろ混乱を招いてちょっと問題視されているし。
They're shutting down highways, like even now. You know, people are going out onto highways and blocking traffic and, you know, and I'm really sympathetic to it. I think anyone with a brain could have seen this coming. Like the police have been doing this shit for a long time. This incident with Alton Sterling, where they say like, "Oh, our body cameras fell off." You know, people don't want to hear these bullshit excuses anymore, and people are not the officers are not being punished properly. There's not enough of a deterrent against police officers taking this sort of action. So it's not surprising. Obviously, shooting police officers is not an appropriate response, but
yeah, so なんかしかもこれが起こったことによって結局そのまあ Facebook とかを見てても Black Lives Matter がなんかもう何ヘイクグループだみたいな言う人たちも出てきちゃうわけじゃん。これの逆のレスポンスとして。だからこう本当にこう黒人と白人っていう対立構造にしたくなっちゃう人ももちろんたくさん出てきちゃうわけだから。
Well, a lot of the leading figures in Black Lives Matter have been saying very worrying things like let's stand together as a race, the white man, You know, it's very racial. It's extremely racial, and I don't like that about the movement.
そうだね。
I don't. You know, there's a debate going on between Black Lives Matter and not White Lives Matter. All lives matter.
Yeah.
And so there's a debate about the language that we use.
そうなの、本当にそうなんだよね。だから、
I think it's an important debate. I think that the Black Lives Matter movement is kind of shooting itself in the foot by making everyone think that this is only a problem for black people. Because white people are also killed by police officers who overreact and make weird judgments about them. And I think it's important to acknowledge that this is an issue with the police department concerning people of any race that are subject to police violence, like unfairly.
こう、Black Lives Matter っていうことについて、その、いや、White Lives も Matter するじゃんとかっていう人がいるから、それをこう分かりやすく見せてるビデオとかもすごい出ているけど、なんかこう、この間、CNN かなんか忘れちゃったんだけど、あの女性のエデュケーターの人が出ていて、彼女がだから人種っていうのが生物学的には存在しないものであって、まあこれはみんな最近科学者が言ってることだけども、あの人種っていうのは種っていうのはもう一つしかない、人間っていう human race が一個しかない。だからもうこれは本当に。あの無知から来ていることだからそれはもういい加減にみんながオーバーカムしなくちゃいけない。でそれはもう教育によってもう We're taught to hate だからもうそれはあの教育によって自分は アチーブしなくちゃいけないものだと思ってるみたいなことを言ってたけど、なんかこう、まあだから奴隷制度が160年前とかでしょ、だからそこからなんだろう、未だにこういうことになってるって考えるのか、まあ、そこからまだ160年しか経ってないっていうふうに見なきゃいけないのか、私は分かんないけど、でもね、
well, you know, when you have videos like this, like the Philando Castillo video, like the video of Micah Johnson shooting the police officers, these, we have a phenomenon now where hundreds of millions of people experience that whole reality.
Yeah.
Not firsthand, but pretty close.
Right.
You know, the live stream thing, you're watching this happen, you're watching this person react to it. You know, I got emotional watching that video.
Yeah.
I think anyone would be fairly disturbed watching these videos.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of puts the whole country on a weird trip all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of black people feel like there is this oppression going on right now through the law enforcement agency, through especially through drug policy and the incarceration rates for black Americans has always been disproportionately high for the same
right
activities. So I don't know. I think a big part of it is people just need to remain calm and not
yeah.
not be so consumed by these videos.
これはそのどういうふうにすれば解決するのかっていう、その警察官のトレーニングとか教育とか hiring process の問題なのか。
That's definitely a huge part of it.
Right? なんかただあんまりそこの議論がされてないような感じがするというかさ、
well,
そのもうちょっとエモーショナルなところに引きずられてしまって、なんかただただ racist っていうのもあるかもしれないけど、そのオープンリーに自分でも意識して racist っていう人の方が少ないと思うんだよね、こういう警察官の中にも。
Well, here's the thing. Like, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't, like, whether...So some police officers are going to be racist. That's just
right.
reality.
Yeah.
So we need to have it so that police officers don't end up killing people, regardless of
yeah.
those sorts of biases. So under no circumstances where a police officer or only police officers are going to be the witness of something, should there be... the situation can't be diffused by the death of this suspect. That's
right,
ridiculous.
Right.
There needs to be way more non-lethal options.
Yeah.
So even if a police officer freaks out, it won't result in the death of the person that
right,
they're dealing
right, right.
with. It's so stupid that non-lethal options have not been seriously considered up until this point. In fact, beginning since like 4 or 5 years ago, the U.S. police departments have been very much militarizing and buying more and more sophisticated lethal equipment and making almost no investments in non-lethal options for dealing
right.
with people. I mean, this is a traffic stop.
Yeah.
And you're getting your gun. Like,
yeah.
It's fucking retarded. What do you need?
Nah.
Like, I don't know. People say tasers aren't effective. Sometimes the barbs don't penetrate properly or whatever. But given the gravity of the situation and how important this is, it is absolutely insane that these police departments haven't put more resources into non-lethal options for dealing
yeah.
with people. Because once someone's dead, they're fucking dead.
Yeah.
They're dead.
だからそのこういう状況がずっと続いているのにもかかわらず、その政府なりその当局からこう防止策というかさ、再発防止策みたいなものがあんまりなかなか出てこない、それはやっぱりみんなの不満が噴出するのは当たり前だし、さっきマイケルも言ってたみたいにこうそれを起こしてしまった警察官、だから不必要に誰かを殺害してしまった警察官への罰則がものすごい軽かったりするわけじゃん、まあ、不起訴に終わっちゃったり、だからそれをまずやっぱりどうにかしないといけないよね。
Well, there's no way for, you know, no way to really, keep track of what happened. If
yeah.
if the police just say, oh, the body cameras fell off.
Yeah.
We have witnesses. They're my fellow police officers.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
there's no good system of accountability.
Mm.
次。On July 9th, the anonymous activist group uploaded a video to their Anon official website titled Message to the Citizens of the World 3. The video opens with the following dialogue. At this point in history, virtually every human on this planet is enslaved, whether they know it or not. This is not the crude and primitive slavery of ancient times. It does not rely on whips and shackles to keep the oppressed in their place. These tools have been rendered obsolete by much more sophisticated methods. Anonymous goes on to assert that the current global financial system with the Federal Reserve and petrodollar is an organized effort to enslave society, and that money primarily serves as an illusory source of social validation, and that this is why for most people unemployment is more terrifying than the idea of spending 50 years of their life performing menial tasks within the confines of a cubicle.
先週土曜日、アノニマスが公式サイトに世界市民へのメッセージと題された新しい動画を投稿しました。動画は以下の言葉で始まります。現在、地球上すべての人間は気づいていようがいまいが奴隷となっている。古代の原始的な奴隷のように、鞭や足かせで一箇所に拘束されていない代わりに、もっと洗練された方法が使われている。アノニマスは動画内でアメリカの中央銀行及びオイルマネーが牛耳る現在の世界金融システムがいかに組織的に人々を奴隷化し、社会で生きていくため、認められるためにはまずお金が必要だという状態を作り出しているかを説明しています。その結果、人々はやりたくない仕事を50年間毎日やることの恐怖よりも仕事を失うことへの恐怖を植え付けられていると指摘しています。これさ、yep. ビデオさ、普通の喋り方で説明してほしいよね。そっちの方が頭に入ってくるんだけどと思わない？
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Did you see the whole thing?
Yeah. 面白いよね。私は全然金融分かってないから、そうなのと思った。分かってないし、興味もなかったから、どういうふうにこれが動いてるかとか、
Right.
知らなかったから。
It's not really explained to people. You can easily,
そうだよね。
You can easily go from the cradle to the grave without knowing anything、
yeah.
about how the world operates.
だからこの説明を聞いて、あ、へえ、怖っと思った。
単純に。How much of it do you believe, or how seriously do you take it?
I wasn't really being skeptical or anything. I took it as just like them explaining it to me, you know, because、okay. what's the point of being skeptical for me? Like, I don't even know anything about this. I'm not even interested in it usually. Right. I just watched it because you sent it to me.
Right.
So I wasn't trying to like debunk them or anything, right?
Okay.
So I was just like taking it in like, oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But really, it's just different ways of seeing the same thing, I think. Obviously, there is an order to the world. On the Great Seal of the U.S., it says, Novus Ordo Seclorum, in Latin, which means New Order of the Ages.
Hmm.
Right.
怪しいよね。だからやっぱりなんかそのコンスピラシーとかじゃなくてさ。
Well, look at the dollar bill. Do you have a dollar bill? If you look at it, the $1 bill, it's got the pyramid.
Yeah.
With the
eye.
The pyramidion levitating above it, and it's got an eye, and
yeah.
You know, we've got all this stuff going on.
Right. でもこのローンの話。
Yeah.
だから中央銀行がアメリカ政府にお金を貸して、
right.
でもそのお金っていうのは別に
It's a perpetual debt system where、
yeah.
the debt is placed upon、the citizens of the country.
Right.
And、the money is issued from the Federal Reserve, which is technically a separate entity from the U.S.、banking system.And then that influence is exerted around the world through the petrodollar because、
yeah.
the only currency that you can obtain oil in is is with dollars, and that's because the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the world.
これはさ、でもどういうことでこういう仕組みに なっちゃったっていうかさ、これでもう世界が回ってるわけじゃん。
This was all set up before anyone, either you or me or anyone alive, was really, I don't know, like we weren't here when this was going on. I don't know anyone that was involved in these meetings. Right?
Yeah.
But this is sort of the system that we live in. You know, you are you have to get a job and you have to make money and you were registered at birth as a human being and sort of incorporated into this whole machinery.
Yeah.
You know, from the very beginning, and you wake up and here's history and here's the human race and here's how we do things, and this is our culture, and this is how you hold chopsticks, and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Right, and if you decide you want to quit, then you can become homeless, or you can become... We can label you as an insane person and lock you up somewhere, or... You know, I joke sometimes, like, I want... It's time to just move to the forest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what I say sometimes, too. Like, その中...
Just,
まあね、日本だと例えば年金とかってもう強制的に取られちゃうじゃん、
right.
仕事あの会社で働いたとしてもさ、それは別に嫌だって言っても抜けられるものじゃない、mm-hmm. だからなんかたまに本当にあもうこのソサエティやめたいみたいなさ、mm-hmm. もちろんそこから受けてる恩恵もたくさんあるんだけども、
right.
そもそもそのオプションがないじゃん。
Yeah, you don't have the option to leave society. You wanna quit? You wanna leave society?You know, good luck. You can move to some super poor country, or if you just disappeared into the forest, I mean, people would freak out. And
yeah. そうだよね。なんか確かにこの国債、その中央銀行と国債のこの関係を見てると、
Well, the tax rates that we pay today are higher than serfs had to pay their lords.
Right.
like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So, part of this conspiracy that's put forth by Anonymous is like there are certain countries that aren't participating in our petrodollar system. There are certain countries that aren't participating in the New World Order.And those countries are being systematically taken out one by one, whether it's
Iraq
or Iran or North Korea or whatever. They're going to be targeted, and then they're going to be converted to capitalism.
Right.
Because this system does not really allow socialism or communism or fascism or whatnot.But it's hard to get the whole picture in your head. Like, how is this thing really running? Is there some guy somewhere with a robe on? Like, his hood is up and he's just, you know, tapping his fingers together,
or
just
that,
scheming?
What was it called? Bilderberg? Or was it?
The Bilderberg Group?
Yeah, Bilderberg, yeah.
Well, Bilderberg is one of these much smaller groups contained within the larger conspiracy.
Right.
That's just relations between the United States and Western Europe, essentially.
Right.
Focused on the Atlantic, or we have other weird conspiracies, or we have the Freemasons, which are supposed to be. It's weird to be a Freemason. You have to be religious, but they don't care which religion you belong to.
Hmm.
Isn't that an interesting prerequisite?
Hmm.
No atheists allowed.
Huh.
But you can be anything else.
You can't be agnostic either, then.
No.
So I can't be a Freemason.
No, I don't think they'll allow it. But Freemasonry is really interesting because, first of all, they're confirmed. They're real.
Yeah.
There are people around.
だってあるもんね、六本木の、東京タワーの近くにさ、フリーメイソン会館ってあるよね。
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. What is it like?
普通の建物だよ。本当に。
What do you mean, 普通の? Like, it looks like a government building or...
Kind of. Like, it's not like...
It's not like a church or something.
No.
There's no way that's a normal building.There's got to be something weird about it. No, the Freemasons are really, like, they put a lot of emphasis on, first of all, they value the Bible really highly. And the things
like Christian Bible?
Yes. but partly as a historical document, particularly the Old Testament, and they like to talk about measurements a lot. They think that the secrets of the universe are sort of embedded in geometry.
Okay.
And that there are weird ratios between things like the distance between,
right,
I don't know, the Earth and the Sun, and the distance between, like, the length of your thumb to the first knuckle has something to do with the length of your pace, which has something to do with the circumference of the Earth or something.
Huh.
I don't know. It gets deep.
Hmm.
Yeah. All that geometry stuff.
So cool.
And there's the Bohemian Grove. You've heard of that one, right?
No.
Well, supposedly, presidential candidates would typically become a part of this Bohemian Grove thing. I think the Clintons were part of it. And they would go to this weird, they would gather in some place around like a 60-foot owl statue and then light it on fire.
What?
Yeah.
何それ?
That's how the conspiracy theory goes.
Huh. 本当にでも尽きないよね、こういうのって。でしかもこう、全部がさ、あ、そんなの、あの、都市伝説だよみたいにできない部分もあったりするじゃん、その1ドルビルとかもそうだけど、実際印刷されちゃってるしみたいな。So, just so weird.
The core of this message though does have an alarming amount of veracity to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, as I said, I wasn't watching it being skeptical or anything. So I was just 普通に素直に聞いて.
Right. But if this is all completely true, how does that change the way you consider your relationship to society or to, you know, this
super government? It is surely depressing. It's like I'm in this thing where it's totally rigged and I don't have control over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been living my life based on this thing that other people created, and I didn't even know this. So it's like,
right.
だから例えばこの間の選挙とかでもさ、結局その3分の2以上の議席を取ったら改憲しますっていうことを、その3分の2ってどういうことが分かってますかっていうのをさ、こう投票した後の人に、あのポール取ったら、あの結構分かってない人がいたみたいな。 だからそういうのもさ、うわ、なんかもう、なんかアメリカとかイギリスのこと笑えないじゃんみたいな、こう分かってないで投票してる人いっぱいいるとか思って、あーとかってフラストレーションになるけど、なんかそんなレベルのことじゃないじゃん、ここまで来ちゃうと。それはもう本当にさ、 it makes you feel powerless. Like, it's like,
yeah.
What are we all doing? We're just unwillingly part of this thing and we don't even know it.
The political system in the U.S. has just been fully inspected and exposed just in the last year or two on just a huge level. Like, everyone is aware of how they redraw districts, and it's not one person, one vote, and we have super delegates, and it's everything's bought out by the Koch brothers, and it's just a bunch of bullshit. Like, everyone knows that now. And it is.
Yeah.
It is bullshit.
Yeah, so it is depressing. It's like,
how the fuck else do you end up with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump as
the like it makes it makes you feel stupid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like,
well, in some weird sense, I think we all may be prisoners to people who are smarter than ourselves, right?
Yeah, and somehow they're evil.
Well, they're self-interested, and that would necessarily conflict with the interests of anyone that's not them.
Right.
I don't know about evil.
It's just...
But it's no different than someone stepping on you at work to get ahead. You know, it's...
Yeah.
It has to mesh with evolution on some level, I think. That's why it's so... It is an evolutionary phenomenon, the economy is.
Yeah.
It's a behavioral phenomenon, and the way that it's controlled, I think, is largely through culture.
Right.
So that's why it's so important for them to buy out so much of the media. Right. Right.
Yeah. This is quite, I mean, it has been depressing since the election for me personally. together with like Brexit and what's going on in the States and right. with the presidential campaign in the States mm-hmm. and the shootings. And it's just like, I don't know. and there's nothing you can do about it, you know?
Exactly. That's why anxiety is inappropriate. It doesn't help anything.
Yeah, you need to check out. Like, just like, で英語とかも話せるあのお金持ちの家の子供とかと喋るとさ全然政治に興味ないじゃんあの興味持っても意味ないから何も変われない、mm. 変わらないしだからもう自分の人生にフォーカスした方が早いよみたいな感じで
Well, I don't know for me I wouldn't take it that far but I certainly think that
I think that's the way though if you lived in China you know
because yeah, sure.
seriously what's the point
but in... what's the difference
What do you mean?
Between that and here or the United States.
That's the thing, you know? Like,
so what's
see,
your
that's
point?
Why it's so depressing. It's like, okay, I want
think
to
about
care.
It this
like,
way.
I want to.
Think about it this way. Sometimes certain groups, certain social groups will push for an issue that is, they're morally correct. They're right about this issue. And then they have a policy changed, right, in the United States.
Yeah.
But sometimes the culture itself is not up to that point.
Right.
You know, this is true for like abortion stuff or yeah. transgender issue, whatever it is. Any of these super progressive issues.
Right.
It's more important that the location of the culture is more important than the location of the policy. Do you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can change the policy, but if the culture is not up to that speed... it will just flip back. People will revolt against it because it's yeah. not representing the people.
Right.
So
yeah, so that's
so
like
the only way to change policy and have it be permanent or meaningful is to change culture first.
Right.
And that really puts the importance of something like voting
yeah.
in the proper perspective. It's not as important as
yeah,
they tell you.
And I think for that education is the key, but then the education like curriculums and everything is fixed by the government. So it's like
doesn't matter. I didn't
like
learn anything from school.
It's like this vicious cycle. Just yeah, but the tone, you know, and also the media, you know, sets the tone for things and you know, it's like
it's okay.
It's so
we
frustrating.
Can we can play Pokemon Go for days. You don't have to live in the real world. It's fine.
I know, right?
Sigi. A team of researchers from Wageningen University in the Netherlands has assessed the suitability of 90 different mammal species as pets. The researchers examined literature about these animals and evaluated their risks to people and potential behavioral disease and other factors that may not be ideal for a pet. The top five most suitable pets among the 90 mammals are as follows. The Sika deer, the agile wallaby, the tamar wallaby, llama, and the Asian palm civet. The five least suitable pets are the white-tailed prairie dog, brown bear, fennec fox, sugar glider, and black-tailed prairie dog.
オランダワーゲニンゲン大学のチームが90種類の哺乳類について人間と一緒に暮らすペットとしての適合性を分析しました。チームは動物たちの習性などを調べた上で一緒に暮らす上で人間に起こりうる病気、行動に関するリスク要因を調査しました。その結果、一緒に暮らしやすい哺乳類トップ5がこちら。ニホンジカ、スナイロワラビー、タマーワラビー、ラマ、マレージャコウネコです。一緒に暮らせない哺乳類トップ5は、オジロプレーリードッグ、オグロプレーリードッグ、ヒグマ、フェネック、フクロモモンガでした。ね、これさ、この90種類の選び方おかしくない？
Yes.
なんかさ、ライオンとかトラとかは当たり前として入れてないのかなって思ったけど、ヒグマ入っちゃってるしさ、どういう基準で選んだんだろうね。
Yeah,
しかもプレーリードッグ2種類入ってるし
Yeah, brown bear is definitely not suitable as a, for a pet.
ね。
And probably don't need a study to figure that one out.
ね。どういうあれで選んだのかわかんないけど。
There's a lot of factors though, because a pet can be nocturnal, and a pet can eat something that you don't want to have in your home.
Right.
A pet can smell, so you wouldn't want a skunk for a pet.
Yeah.
Maybe. There's a lot of weird things going on that we don't really think about.
まあね。でもなんかこのフェネックも暮らせないに入ってるけどさ、フェネックよりキツネの方が大変そうじゃない？キツネってすごい大変って言うじゃん、飼うの。
フェネック is a fox, right?
Yeah, but it's a different kind of fox.
It's really small.
うん。フェネック昔ね、うちの近くの、
What the hell?
うちの実家の近くで売ってた。
I'm looking at pictures of フェネック。
めっちゃ可愛いよ、フェネック。
It has really big ears.
そう、めっちゃ可愛いけど、すごい噛むんだよね。
Hmm.
噛むし、ちょっと気分屋みたいな感じで、なかなかこう、犬猫とは全然違う。
Hmm.
ただ、キツネもすごい、大きいじゃん、フェネックより。Hmm. その分、で、歯がすごい強いから、何でも壊しちゃうし、匂いもすごい。きついらしいし、それも結構気分屋だから飼うのはすごく難しいって聞いたことあるけどね。
Should we have more pet diversity?
No.
No? Why?
No, I don't think so.
Why is it that there's just dog, cat, turtle, fish, bird? Like what? Why is it?
I don't know.
It's a weird.
Easy,
it's weird that
easier access.
We've selected certain things.
Yeah.いいよもう diversity なくていいと思う別に。
You think so?
I don't know.
What if some of these are amazing and people just don't know?
まあワラビーとかめっちゃ可愛いけどね確かに。砂色ワラビーっていうのはあれだよね。ちょっとカンガルーっぽい顔してる方で、このタマワラビーっていうのはもうちょっとこうネズミっぽい顔の。
Mm.
めっちゃ可愛いよねワラビーって。
How tall are they?
They're like this big.結構ちっちゃいよ。
Huh. Yeah, that's pretty small.
すっごいかわいいよ。オーストラリアとか行くとさ、こうご飯とかあげれる農場みたいなとことかあってさ。
Kangaroos seem nice. Like I've gone to a zoo and seen, I think they were called white kangaroos, and they're super chill. They're just lying down, you know, beach pose.
Right.
And they don't really, they're not aggressive. However, it seems likeSome of the kangaroos in Australia are super aggressive.
They're so buff. They're so buff, like crazy.
They're all on steroids.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
They're all on steroids.
ていうか、まず日本鹿が最初に出てきたことに驚いたんだけど。日本鹿みたいな。I don't know. Why? あとマレージャコウネコってあれだよね。コーヒーかなんかで有名なやつだよね。なんかさ、マレージャコウネコの糞をさ、なんかして飲むみたいなのあるよね。
Right, right, right.
お土産とかで。
I can't remember what it's called.
コピールアウみたいな。絶対違う。コピーは合ってるかもしれないけど。
Yeah.
ね、あるよね。
Yeah.
適当。
Yeah, it's something like that. But yeah, they have civets eat the coffee beans and shit the beans out and make coffee with it.
そう。
And it actually tastes really good. But it,
私飲んだことない。
Apparently it's not nice for civets.
Hmm.
Because you're force feeding them shit they don't want to eat.
フクロモモンガ。モモンガ？あれ？この飛ぶやつなんだっけ？モモンガ？
Sugar glider. Yeah.
Yeah. モモンガね、売ってたよ。なんか恵比寿のペットショップ屋さんでこの間。Hmm. てかね、恵比寿にすっごいいろんな動物売ってるとこがあって、
How much was it, Momonga?
ああ、覚えてない。でもリスとかも売ってたし、なんか珍しいものいっぱい売って、てか馬も売ってた。馬っていうかミニチュアホース。
Really?
Yeah, it was so depressing. I was like, oh my god, like how did you end up here, poor thing? I would have totally
Where are they getting these, like,
home.
Momongas and shit?
わかんない。まああとちょっと珍しいイグアナっていうかトカゲみたいなやつとか。
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. この研究でも面白いね。 どうしたんだろうね、急に。
There was also the screaming hairy armadillo.
That's the name?
Yeah, it's called screaming hairy armadillo. And it was one of the least suitable pets. Apparently...
Are they actually screaming and hairy?
Yes, but I don't know if they sound... I don't know how they scream. I haven't heard one screaming.
かわいいの?
I don't know, actually. Aren't armadillos like...
アルマジロって毛なんか生えてるっけ? つるっとしてなかったっけ?
No, they're hairy.
Really?
Yeah.
なんかちょっとタケノコみたいな感じだったイメージなんだけど。
Right. It just looks like a normal picture? Armadillo. Do you want to see? Look at it. They're so weird.
ちょっとハゲって感じ?
It's so weird. There's so many weird fucking animals.
プレーリードッグも飼うの難しいって聞くよね。 いやもういいじゃん。 犬と猫で満足しようよ。
I don't know. I'm interested.
I'm interested too, but I feel like there are reasons that we've kind of settled with dogs and cats. You know what I mean?
What are those reasons?
Well, like it's just difficult.
Maybe the pet and industry doesn't want people to go, you know. I don't know. There's so many like cat and dog products and all this stuff, and everyone has cats and dogs. It makes me wonder. Because I like it when I go to someone's place and they have something weird.
Yeah.
They have some weird, like a chameleon or something. It's like, what?
Ah, so da ne. Chameleon katteru hito iru yo ne, tamani. Ma, atto toka son tokage ke wa tamani mi. Atto hebi toka ne.
But chameleons are not a good pet, apparently.
Because
they're really sensitive and they eat crickets. So you have to have crickets in your house, and then the crickets are making noise all night.
Crickets 生きてないとダメなの?
Yeah.
スズムシだよね. うるさすぎて眠れないよね.
But that's the reality of, you know, if you have a weird thing like a chameleon.
でもさ、他の爬虫類だとさ, pink mouse とかでいいからさ, 冷凍庫に入れとけば別にいいんでしょ? なんかちょっとお湯につけてあげるみたいな。ちょっと私はできるかわかんない。それはさすがに。そのピンクマウスをカチカチのままあげていいんだったらできるけど、そのピンクマウスをお湯につけてちょっと柔らかくするっていうのがもうできない。そのぷにょぷにょになってるそのネズミの赤ちゃんをあんまりこうどうこうしたくないよね。
Have you seen snakes eat mice?
Are you kidding me? That's my specialty. That's my favorite videos on YouTube.
Oh, I mean, have you seen it in person?
In person? No. Like live mouse?
Yeah.
No.
When I was in, I caught a snake when I was a kid.
Okay.
So I had like a garden snake, but I didn't know what to feed it. So I let it go. But in my classroom at school, there was a snake in the classroom. And they would feed it mice in class. So it would be like lunchtime, and we have the snake on the floor in the middle of the classroom, and there's me and like 15 other kids like huddled around this box, right?
Yeah.
And then this kid puts the white mouse in there, and we just watch the snake like... Look at the mouse, and the mouse is running around the thing, doesn't know what to do, and then it just grabs that thing and starts to squeeze it.
Oof.
It would just squeeze the shit out of that mouse.
Oof.
And you can just see it like getting tighter and tighter on this mouse.
Yeah.
And the mouse just like stops resisting after maybe like less than 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then slowly the snake... once the mouse is still, swallows the mouse.
Yeah.
And this thing has to be fed all the time.
Right.
So in my class, it was like, oh, it's snake eats the mouse time.
once a week, right? That's what I heard.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't remember how frequently it actually was, but we had a snake in the classroom like that.
You know. ヘビね、ちょっと急に興味が湧いてる。
It's weird how they move, right? You wouldn't expect it to be able to move so fast.
I mean, なんかヘビがあれ全身筋肉っていうことは分かってるじゃん、頭で。ただ手も足もないのにどうやってこんな風に動けるのかっていうのを目の前にしてもちょっと理解できない、頭で。私はできないじゃん、だって当たり前だけど。
It's not like a worm or something. Because a worm is kind of obvious, you know? It pulls from the front and it like pushes from the back.
そうなの。でもヘビってシュルーって動くじゃん。それがさ、どうなってんのみたいな。
It's really
すごい謎。
Smooth.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, it can just, it'll get tangled in itself and it just totally has no problems figuring that out.
そう。でこの間今度記事書こうと思ってさ、昨日ちょうどヘビカフェ行ったんだけどさ、すっごい楽しかった。なんかヘビってこんな可愛いんだと思ってびっくりした。全然ヘビと戯れたことがなかったから。なんか行くまでちょっと自分もまあヘビ多分大丈夫だと思うんだけど、ちょっとなんかわあんま触れないかもとか思ったりするのかなみたいな、ちょっと自分でよく分かんない状態で行ったら、いや触れないなんて絶対ないじゃん、こんな可愛いじゃんみたいな。
A lot of people have a genetic level ingrained fear.
My mom-in-law.
Oh, really?
もう全然無理なんだって。直接は聞いたことないけど、もう見たくない、もう怖いみたいな。
Yeah.
私はだから多分祖先がヘビに食べられたりしたことがなかったんだろうね。あんまりエピジェネティクスで入ってないかもしれない。
Have you seen the two-headed snakes? I got to see one in real life.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I went to some weird place and they had this two-headed snake. Apparently it happens sometimes.
Huh. Okay.
I mean it's pretty rare, but I guess
it happens. Can they live long or no?
I don't remember, but I doubt it. They have huge snakes too.
Right.
I forget where it was. It was like some field trip I took in like middle school or something. But they had this snake that was so huge, it just took tons of people to hold it. It was like this giant yellow snake.
Oh my god. So, 今日何曜日？木曜日？
Yes, we always do this on Thursday.
月曜日か月曜日だっけ？まで三宅島行ってたのね。で、ダイビングしてたら、もう見たことないサイズのウミガメがいたの。ガメラだよ。ちょっとビジビリティが良くなくて、後ろ足だけ最初に見えたのね。で、なんか、でっかいものが動いてると思って、何あれと思ってよく見たら、足だけちょっとカメっぽかったの。カメかなと思ったんだけど、甲羅だけでもう2メートル以上ぐらい。で、分厚さで言うと、本当にこんな感じ。
Really?
これ何センチくらい？
I don't know, 30, 40, more.
Yeah, like, で、え、何これって思ったら、こっちに泳いできたの。で、本当にカメなの。
Sea turtle.
Yeah.
It looks the same as normal sea turtles. Was it a different kind of sea turtle? Giant
it looked,
sea turtle?
I mean, the face looked a little different from the ones that I see in Hawaii. It wasn't like, you know, like, the eyes are big, and like, it wasn't like cute.It was this like, I don't know how to explain, but
it must be old, right?
ね、何歳ぐらいなんだろうと思って、カメってこんな大きくなれるんだと思った。よくテレビとかでさ、ガラパゴス諸島みたいな大きいカメは見るじゃん、陸ガメみたいな。でも、ウミガメ、いろんな海でさ、ダイビングしてきてウミガメいっぱいいるじゃん。なんかもうこんなガメラみたいのいるのと思ってびっくりした。日本にしかも。すごいよね。で上がったらダイバーの人が、まあ、さっきのめっちゃでかかったねって言って、でもたまにもっとでかいのもいるよっつってた。 I was like すげ
ー。 Well those yeah
超感動した。
There's huge things in the ocean though.
Yeah.
We don't really realize how huge some of this stuff is. Even manta rays. There's manta rays.
Yeah, mantas are so big.
Just gigantic. Like you could easily ride it.
なんて言うんだろう、普通に都会で陸上で生活してて大きい生き物に出会わないじゃん。だからまあせいぜい大きめの犬とかじゃん。だからびっくりする。
What is it? The the fuck is that crab called? The huge crab.
タカアシガニみたいなやつ。Like,
the Japanese
really big,
one.
Like, yeah, 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 yeah.
Where it's like, it could just...
タラバガニとか?
It'll just snip your head off with its scissors.
What?
Like, the one... It has super long arms, you know?
Yeah, 水族館とかにもいるやつでしょ?
Yeah.
めっちゃでかいやつ。
They're way bigger than people.
Yeah. カニとかもね、まあ、イセエビとかもそうだけど、こう、タコとかイカとか海の中で実際に野生で生きてる姿を見るとよくこれ食べる気になったなって思っちゃうよね。
God, if I saw one of those huge crabs, I would just have a panic attack and die right there.
Why? Like,
even if there's no danger.
Why?
Because it's just so, so intimidating to me. It's just like this...
That's so
weird. Like this enormous insect robot killing machine.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have hands. It just...Replace the hands with huge blades.
I feel like we're so lucky that they don't move fast in the water. If they run super fast in the water,
oh, but
that's
you're
so creepy.
I'm so slow in the water anyways. It doesn't need... It could just... It could walk up slowly and just cut my head off.
まあね。でもそう、なんかそのダイビング行った時も、そのダイバーの人と言ってたんだけど、まあ、ウミウシとかさ、こう持たせてくれたりとかね。いや、かわいいみたいな。でもさ、とかまあ、ウツボも超でっかいウツボがいて、あ、日本もこんなでっかいウツボがいたんだみたいな。ですごい近くでさ見たりとかさ、
うん、
でよく考えてさ、陸上だと絶対にナメクジなんか触らないじゃん、
うん、
私ね、
right.
絶対ナメクジなんて触らないし、あんなウツボみたいな、あんな歯出たやつがさ、うん、こんな至近距離にいたら絶対怖いじゃん。なのに水の中入った瞬間になぜか全部平気になるっていう謎の状況じゃない？しかも水の方が自分の動きも遅いのにさ、
mm.
不思議だよね。
Well, it's so, I think it's so abstract. It like changes your sense of reality when、mm. you're like under the ocean.
Maybe. It's like suddenly you're okay with anything.
Yeah.
Like you don't really freak out. Like, まあ、
Unless there's that crab.
For you.
You wouldn't freak out if you saw one of those huge crabs.Like, even large jellyfish kind of freak me out. Because there's like box jellyfish, where if it touches you, you're dead.
Yeah, I mean, if、right? I see those like poisonous whatever, I might be like, oh my god. But then, I don't know.
There's、if、huge jellyfish. There's jellyfish. It's like 600 kilos of jellyfish.、
Yeah,
huge jellyfish.
すごいな。
Yeah, I saw、some weird jellyfish when I was in Vietnam. They're like different types.
フィリピンスにもいるよね。なんかこう足がすごい長くて細くて、
hmm.
あの引っかかっちゃうと本当にこうラッシュみたいに真っ赤になっちゃうみたいな。
Yeah.
But somehow I forget about all those scary things when I'm scuba diving.、
Hmm.
Like I went with my friend who is not really experienced, and she was like freaking out the whole time.
Right.
And I was looking at it being like super calm. And I don't know, it's so weird. Like some people freak out easily.
What don't you like in the ocean? Aren't starfish really weird?
What I don't like in the ocean?
Yeah, what don't you like in the ocean?
Nothing.
What about those eels?
I love eels. Oh my、
really?
God.
The ocean eels look really scary, right?
Yeah, but they're just like...
Their faces are way more aggressive than
snakes.
Like... Snakes. Yeah.
Yeah. でもなんかさ、ウツボすごい好きだから、ちっちゃい時から。全然、むしろ嬉しい。あ、ウツボだみたいな。で、人にも見せるもん、ダイビング中に。
Yeah.
ほら、見て、ウツボみたいな。
Yeah, of course.
でもみんなそんなに嬉しくないから。ウツボってそんなレアじゃないからさ、別にみんな、あ、はいはいって感じだけど。
I saw one snorkeling when I was like 15 or something for the first time.
It's so exciting, right?
I dived down and I was pretty close to the coral and I was just going along and this eel's like yellow head、
yeah.
was just poking out of this
yeah,
hole.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like, they always do this.
Yeah,
Their head
yeah,
is just poking
just chilling.
Out.
Yeah.
And it had like, I swear it, its mouth was like,It was, you could just see it like, I don't know if it's not breathing, is it? I don't know what it is.
I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I don't know how it works, but When I got close to it, its movement was so fast. Its head just pulls back really fast.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're aggressive, really. I think mostly they're scared of you.
But there's scary ones, right? Like they have like coral sea snake and like the red and white striped ones.
Oh, I've never seen those. I've seen sea snakes like swimming, but not those like alarming colored ones. But that's also like, oh wow, like look at that, it's so cool. Like, you know, it's nothing to be scared of or anything. でもさ、だから陸上でヘビがこんなさ浮遊してたらさ絶対怖いじゃん。
Yeah.
海だと急にね余裕ぶっかましちゃうっていう謎。
It's weird that that same body type just works in the ocean like that.
Yeah.
Do they not have fins at all?
I don't think so. だってこういう風に動いてるよ。なんかうにゃうにゃうにゃって。
How does it do anything?
I don't know.
How are sea snakes moving in the ocean though? Or even eels? Don't eels have like some little fins on the side of its head or something? Like tiny ones? Maybe?
I don't think so.
No?
That's more like うなぎみたいな。うなぎとかドジョウとかはついてるけど、うつぼでも結構 they're really flexible. Like こんな感じでうにゃうにゃってそれも泳いでるよ。
Do you know what an oarfish is?
What fish?
Oarfish.
What's that?
They call it oarfish. But those things are like, they're so huge. It looks like a regular fish.
Okay.
Except that
they're huge.
It's like 15, 20 meters long or something.
What?
It doesn't make any sense.
I saw like a huge hugu. で、フグをダイバーの人がパッと捕まえたの。そしたらプーって膨らんで、本当にこんなバレーボールぐらいの、むしろバスケットボールぐらいの大きさにプーって膨らんで、めっちゃ可愛いの。え、何これみたいな。それで、膨らんじゃうと泳ぎが遅くなっちゃうのね。水を入れてるらしくて。だから離しても、その膨らんだまま超遅く逃げていくの。
Right.
めっちゃ可愛いの。あれを見るとさ、なんかフグも、
They're already slow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
すごいかわいいよ。なんか目も大きくてこんな。これはなんか本当食べるもんじゃないよなって見ちゃうと思う。
Those are the funnest when you're in the ocean, I think. Or when you're a kid, like snorkeling. Because every other fish is too fast for you to follow.
そうだね、確かに。フグはね。
The puffer fish is just this really nice speed.
Yeah.
Where it's like we can just kind of swim together.
Yeah. で、ちっちゃいやつとかってさ、このヒレの動きがすごい早いじゃん。ピラピラピラピラって。それも不思議で可愛いよね。
It's like, it's useless.
Aww, you guys are so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. 終わりですか?
I think so. This weather is weird today, man.
I know. なんか雷になってるよね。文字起こしのアプリを Android と iPhone と Mac のアプリから購入していただきますので、ぜひチェックお願いします。
お願いします。
月額240円でテキスト読み放題っていうのをやっていますので激安です。よろしくお願いします。あと LINE のステッカーマイケルが力作したやつもありますので、ぜひバイリンガルニュースで検索してみてください。あとあれだ、宇宙トレーナーとファービンクス T シャツ Amazon で売っていますので、多分ちょっと押してるんだけどスケジュールが、まああと2週間ぐらいでもう抜く予定なので、ぜひ Amazon で購入したいっていう方はそちらで今お願いします。引き続き Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やっていますので、そちらもフォローお願いします。質問は Twitter でしていただけると返しやすいです。
Yep.
終わり。
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye.